But this is the story about the two little bears and the two little deers. The reason I'm going to hold this is so that it won't hit on the table.
The mother deer lived with her little deer.
I tell you in Paiutes, you remember? Well, I told it once in English. But this is the story about the two little bears and the two little deers. The reason I'm going to hold this is so that it won't hit on the table.
The mother deer lived with her little deer.
I tell you in Paiutes, you remember? Well, I told it once in English.
It's on there already.
It's all right.
Padu ananaroma. Good to see ananaroma. None of what I've done is. mis mõnast jarah ka. Mõnast jarah ka see on nagu pitua oha haristiga, õmmõruha. Õmmõruha haristiga see on mõtõi ja loon kohpa aastõi, nii su soo õvihuka. Ja su tõtsi esimi haura mänikku suta koikumi.
Joo, saa ei
se kaiaga para amo ko kore na ro ko na na ro ko na ka si ta mi ene si se mo ko kai na ro ko na ka na ro ko na ka si mi uno mi mi paro ko to pun so mo wa i ko ina mo so mo na choro ka si si tu si si mi su ta na ya tu na kwe ki ma kaiaga para na hamma hove mikse estunikku hum prunikku kana tunni pinin matu suma ka tunikku ka tena tena tuli tiwi tena tena tuli tiwi tena tena tuli tiwi tena tena tuli tiwi mit punni huvierku me aha ja ne se varo muuta kees. Mä niin no kohtees huppuu pitty. Osuvassa muun pakattu. Rokkuun nakattu. Mitä rookosi mi murakku. Mi murakku no mi manapaata mangihukoi. Suijassa mu murakku muu. Mu paato manapaa man mangi
aha
mani tezi kvaru ayeso mun koi su pitiu sura tapone romana pas na rokuen su suassa esu su paro ayes mi to to ko si matakwe na manu pato me a mangi kuna su su matak kvaru se on un pato mejo gasis kapa puitei unanas hopo e kidaxu to sao e kidaxu hiviun no hiviun se se o oita usta su melon ku usta ni wen hana na na mi atto pati mi anisu su tava ni su pato e si vi vao e tsoppa usti ah no jos
let's go.
This story is about the coyote looking for his brother's head. Piety had killed the wolf and took the head, and they had it way up in another territory, and had it on a pole, and they were dancing around it, having big time. And the coyote looked and looked and followed the trails where they'd been going, so he caught up with them. They were having big time at another camp. And he came over there and he he listened to them, and he fixed himself different. He had nice bushy tail, and he had all his teeth, he had all abalone shell teeth, real shiny one, and long hair and bushy tail. And he told the captain he was going to sing that night for the dance. He's a good singer, he come from long ways. So the captain preached all around. He says, you girls get ready and comb your hair and let your hair hang down. We're going to have a new singer. He come from a long ways and he's a new man. He has his, he's real nice looking. And so the everybody got ready and they take their combs and borrowed their comb, they combed their hair down. And then he got out there. They ate. He said, everybody eat early and then we're going to have a big dance and hear the new songs. This young fellow from a strange place come. And he smiled all around and showed his teeth. His teeth was pretty. All the young girls looked at him. They look at him and said, I wonder who he is. He said, I'm going to have the first dance with him. And all that. They said, don't dance with him too long. Give us a chance. The girls were saying that. And he went out there after the east and out there, and the man, the chief, head of the group, he says, everybody get out and dance. So they all got out, and he was standing there. He looked so pretty with his bushy tail out and all his hair, his pearly teeth out, real beautiful. And he looked around at the girls, had big sparkling eyes, and all smiled. Had their hair fixed up, and he started to sing. He sang a dance song. He sang a dance song, and the first dance song he sang was real nice.
Okay.
He said, "Isa, naka wenni, avi mautu, avi mautu. Isa, naka wenni, avi mautu." Of him out. He's a naka wetne. Of him out. Of him out. And all the young girls, they really fall for that and they don't want to give each other a chance, but they pull each other out and want to dance with him. And then he looked at his brother every once in a while up on the pole. Brother's head. He wanted to take that, he was going to run away with it. That was his idea. He had it all planned, all by himself. And then he come singing and he sang till midnight and he sang. Everybody was dancing and one old lady she was in the back there, sitting under her cornucopia basket. She got under there, she says, I don't believe that man is into anything good. I think he's after that head. She tried to tell the rest of the group, but they were all dancing, and nobody listened to her. So she got under the cornucopia basket and stayed there, and she covered herself up and. They all were dancing, and after he started to sing a song, he said, he sang a song and put everybody to sleep, that song he's going to sing. And he said, pitsi, tatu, pitsi, tatu, pitsi, tatu. That was his sleeping song. And everybody was dancing, and they all fall asleep where they're standing, and finally everybody was asleep, excepting the old lady. They were sound asleep, he had them all sleeping, and finally he grabbed his brother's head and he beat it out of there. He was miles and miles away before this old lady could wake one of them. He says, our head's gone, our head's gone. He says, you folks wake up. He tried to shake them and they couldn't wake them, and finally he woke them up. Around them up, and they tried to follow him. And he was way off already, but he looked back and he saw the dust, and he went out this other way, and he asked, I don't know what he asked, but he asked somebody in his own body, part of his body, he asked, he said, what shall I do, what shall I do? And he swing around there and look at his tail, what am I going to do? So somebody spoke to him, and he says, You better get your brother and get out of here, he says, fast as you can. And when you get over there, he says, you wanna talk to your brother, and then your brother will come to life again. And if you get out of here before they catch you up. So he got up there, and they never did catch him up. He was way off. And he put his brother together again. His brother had come to life. And that's how he got his brother Wolf to come to life again. And they never did catch him up.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Good talking, partner.
Bacon. Oh, it's a beautiful dance song. It's a New Mexico song because he's a man, is a friend of Leah's and Arthur. So he just gave them the record, and it plays for a long time, and we all get up and circle dance by it. Glory to speak.
Well, what were you wanting to do? Get the record or the tape?
I wanted the record, because my little girl's got she's got the stereo, what's it called.
She has stereo record player. Mm-hmm. So you need the record, not the...
This is a big record that I want.
Yeah. But you don't know what the name of it is.
Yeah, they gave me the address, but I gave it to Kathy. She's supposed to send for it, and she says, I asked if she sent for it. She said, no. I said, well, send for COD, and we'll get it. When it comes here, well, we'll pay for it here and get it up.
Was it a Folkways? Was that the outfit that made the record? Mm-hmm. Folkways?
Tales, or what was the name of that? People, the Indians from New Mexico?
Tales or Taos or something of the kind.
T-A-O-S.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I wonder what record it was. We'd try to get it.
So I got the address and the name of the record and number.
You do have it?
Uh-huh. They gave it to me when I was in Oahu. Instead of me trying to send for it by myself, she said she'd do it, so I believed her that. And here it's about a month she had it.
Well, this story was...
This was the coyote taking his brother's head back home to make him a wolf again. Real wolf.
He picked himself all up. He left it like this one.
Mm-hmm. Sulamo, your sister Pavia, so Pavi, no, Pavi, a sussle, so piggy, knocker, so piggy, crash, or knocker. So piggy, some knocker, some quail, or knocker. Sudah kesana, bisa tu. So, siapa boleh kusutama?
Thank you.